Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Nothing to talk about.
What up?
BG's up, baby. How about it? Can you believe it?
He's back.
He's having a better day than you.
Dude, let me tell you.
So yeah, Elliot.
is this a thing unique to me? I feel like no one else at the station ever has a voice that sounds sore.
So, 2022 Phillies run, I lost my voice.
Right.
And but I learned from it to not yell at games.
That was kind of charming.
A little bit,
you know what I mean?
But I know the pain of when you like your voice sounds like this and you're trying
it's
to
just
talk.
The worst.
It's a crappy feeling. There's nothing you can do about it.
I'm taking tea. I have a lozenger in. I'm doing Mucinex. Like it's a helpless feeling. I'd rather honestly be throwing up. I'd rather be throwing up nauseous than have to deal with this voice. So I apologize to everybody. There's certainly an argument for not recording, but I can't do it.
It's BG day.
I mean,
it would have been ridiculous to not record.
Yeah. So you want to hear a funny story?
Well, yeah, let's listen to you tell a story.
So, yeah, exactly. I came
long talk. Why not? Go for it.
Exactly. So yesterday I flew back from Minneapolis, mm-hmm. which, by the way, certainly
did you say Indianapolis?
No, I'm
he
saying
said Mini-Annapolis.
I don't know why.
This is a smaller version
know,
of Annapolis.
I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know. But so my flight was at my flight boarded at 6:20 a.m. Right, and I set my alarm the night before.
Deep into my day at that point.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I set two alarms, right?
Yeah.
And I just happened to wake up because someone texted me at like 4:50.
Probably
I
me.
Think it was either you or
sure
Kristen.
It was me. Yeah.
And so I woke up and I'm like, oh, nice. My alarm was going to go off in 10 minutes anyway. So I like get up, like, you know, I get to the airport. I'm at the gate, like all is well. At 6 o'clock, my alarm goes off. Oh. I set my alarm for 6 o'clock.
No.
Instead of 6:20. Could you imagine the like panic if
my God, especially because it's not like,
and it's such a not me thing to do. Like I'm always on time. I'm very well planned. Yeah. Like, and it's just,
so you almost missed your flight home. And
literally,
theoretically,
I think I would have had an outside shot. Like it was pretty close. The
Minneapolis
there you go. Airport is very, it was easy to get through. Yeah. It's just not my best game today.
I know, buddy. You're doing all right there. You're going to pay.
I'm actually feeling good. It's just the voice.
It's just the voice. Yeah. It happens.
It's not good. But you know what is good? Well, I don't know if it's good, but
I think it's good that Brandon Graham's faggot.
All right. Well, you go first, son. It feels like your wheelhouse. Day.
Well, look, it's funny because I wanted him to retire at the end of last season. I wanted him to go out on top. I thought it was such a great story, the injury and the coming back and actually getting to play and winning the Super Bowl with the defense being, you know, the greatest defensive performance we've ever seen in a game. Mm-hmm. I was like, what a magical thing.
Yeah.
Like Brandon Graham rides off into the sunset as a two-time Super Bowl champion. But when I think about it now in the context of him coming back, like I go back to, and I've said a million times, like that these guys, professional athletes and particularly football players who physically, you know, have such a, one injury can end their career. Like it's such a risk every time they step on the field that they have such a short period of time in their life to do the thing that they're best at. Like Brandon Graham will never be better at anything than playing football, you know, most likely outside being a parent or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Like that's what he was born to do. He's born to go play football. And who am I to tell that guy, yeah, you know, you should retire. You should stay retired because it's so cool how you got to go out. Who am I? Who are any of us, honestly, to tell that guy how to feel, especially when it's becoming clearer and clearer. And he's even said it now. He said it today. He said it to Jason Kelsey almost on New Heights.
Yeah.
It's very clear he didn't want to retire.
Yeah.
It's very clear that Brandon Graham wanted to play football this year. And whether it was the Eagles saying, hey, like, you know, we're good, you know, this, that, whatever it was, who knows how it all played out. But Brandon Graham didn't want to retire. So as much as like I feel there are a lot of people out there saying, you know, oh, this, you know, let him live. Let him. Brandon wanted this. This is something Brandon wanted. So like at the end of the day and the legacy thing, like there is nothing that is going to hurt his legacy. Like Brandon Graham's legacy is locked in, cemented. It's over. Like, do we ever talk about Michael Jordan playing on the Wizards? No, we never bring it up. It never comes up. We don't talk about Jason Kelsey ending his career in the worst way possible. It never comes up. We just talk about Jason Kelsey's great career and winning a Super Bowl. So like, I, again, as someone who wanted him to retire and thought it was the right thing to do to walk away, I am super happy for him. And on top of that, I think it helps the Eagles.
Yeah. So look, I agree with mostly everything you said there. And I think the thing I agree with most that you said is like, Brandon has earned the right to make this decision.
You know, you can like, say that. Like, well, great way to put it, man.
You know, like
great
Brandon should do whatever he
who
wants.
Who are we to get in the way of his like, decision?
You know, I think that with this job, maybe more so my old job is this one as much. This is something we talk about. But like, there's supposed to be a bit of an unbiased where it's like, here's my opinion, you're,
yeah,
right?
Like a,
yeah. And so like, but with Brandon, it's hard to be unbiased. You know, like you probably, well, I would say we both know him very well. Like I've covered him almost his whole career. You have had a good relationship with him. Like, I just want that dude to be happy.
Me
right.
Too.
So like the way I've thought about it is, if Brandon were to come to me for some reason, it was like, Elliot, I'm thinking of doing this. Like, like
what do you think? Yeah. Hey, you're the decider.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I needed,
you tell
I
me,
can't
right?
know what to do.
Like, I think what I would say is like, man, do whatever you want. Like, you only get one shot at this, but like, you just had such a great ending. Are you is it really worth these next 10 games?
But like, again, I get that, but Like, that's us. That's us.
No, I know. I'm just saying, you know? That's my opinion.
Like,
yeah.
It's like when we look at our dog and be like, oh, he's sad today. But what? How the hell do you know that the dog's sad? You're projecting it on the dog. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's a little more like, maybe this isn't the best analogy, and tell me. It's almost like if your friend comes to you and goes like, I'm thinking of breaking up with my girlfriend.
I get it. But Brandon didn't do any of that. Brandon was sure he wanted to play this whole time.
Agreed.
Like, that's the clear thing here. This is not, Brandon was not going around asking for advice. Brandon was like, I want to play, man.
So I
get your point. I think if you were conflicted on it and we're like, meh, should I? Like, I don't think Brandon will ever regret this because he wanted to play. He always wanted to play. He's getting a chance.
And also,
the one thing we keep when we're doing this is like, we keep saying, oh, he went out storybook. He could go out with an even more story.
Right.
He has a chance to go out as a 3-time champion and back to back. So like, you know, we're focusing on the, oh, well, if there's not a good year or whatever, like, what about the positives of it? You know,
so I don't
Brandon comes in and saves the season again. You know,
I don't think he'll care if I say this on air, but like Drew from Westchester texted and was saying, like, if they win the Super Bowl this year and he gets to 80 sacks.
Yeah, I think he's wrong about it, but I think it's an interesting thing.
The
to
Hall
say.
Of Fame argument is a little interesting.
It's not, though. I mean, like,
you know what? It was another interesting point. Like, he brought up, like, in 20 or however many years, 10 years when Brandon's like eligible. Like, the voters might be more into like the analytical, like the hurries. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get in, but it's an interesting point. But regardless, like, So Brandon did a podcast interview with Bo Wolf, right? Or for PHL.
Shout out to Bo.
And awesome job by Bo. It was a great interview. And he talked in there about the decision to come back. And I just want to share a little bit of information because I don't know if you've heard this. He did say that when the season started, prior to signing Za'Darius Smith, the Eagles called and wanted him to come back, and he essentially said no. And then, obviously, when Za'Darius retired, he was like, I can't pass this opportunity up. So I thought that was interesting. The other interesting thing he said, and I think this is kind of public knowledge, and we all assumed it, but like you, and you said it too, I think Brandon, like, forced into retirement's not the correct term.
No.
But like, I think when...
like, nudged, maybe.
Yeah, like, I think when he met with the Eagles, it was like, hey, I'll play. And they were probably like, well, why don't you think about, like, you know, so I think the Eagles initially were probably like, it's better for Brandon. It's a storybook ending.
And also
like,
the 2017 thing. I think that is all stuff with Howie. I think Howie's like, he learned a lesson in 2017 and he thought this was part of that lesson. You know?
So let's talk about that for a second, because this is kind of where some of my hesitation is with it too. And I want to be crystal clear before I make this point. Like, I think the Eagles care a lot about Brandon. Like, I've seen the way they interact
with
him.
Do.
Like,
yeah.
Howie talks glowingly about him, Jeffrey. But like, I don't personally love, like, when you thought it was a good idea for the team in, you know, March or whatever, like, hey, maybe you should retire, right? And then he retires. And now it's
new,
like,
information. It is what it is. The guys you thought would be better aren't. Like, Azeez Ojulari
sucks.
Yeah, but
I don't
sucks.
Love that, like, reasoning for asking.
Nolan
him.
Smith got hurt. Like, right, you don't know what he's going to be when he comes
but
back.
But the selling point, I would guess, was like storybook ending.
No. See, I think you're giving the Eagles too much credit. I think this
I'm saying what they said to Brandon.
I know, whatever they said. My point is what they thought. I think they did it because they thought we want to get younger.
I agree with you.
100%. So my point is that from, like, who cares what they said to him? Ultimately?
Well, I care, though, is my point.
Like, but what does it matter?
Because and it's not me. Like, if you were making a big life decision, right? And you asked me advice on it, and I tried to persuade you into the path that helped me.
But again, you're assuming something. We don't know that. Again,
well, Brandon wanted to play.
Right. But the Eagles might have just been said, we're going in another direction. They might have not have sold anything. They might have said, oh, story by any. Like, they might have just said, hey, Brandon, like, we're going young. Like, you know,
maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't, we're guessing what happened in those rooms. Like,
yeah,
we don't
that's
know.
Fair.
So I think at the end of the day, ultimately, the point is, Brandon always wanted to play. The Eagles didn't want him at first, but then with new information and players not playing to what they thought and guys,
yeah,
they're like, oh, guess what? We were wrong. We need you, Brandon. Like, I have no problem with it.
Yeah. And like, you know, you were talking about Jordan on the Wizards, and like, the thing I think about, you know, is like Iverson coming back to the Sixers. Right. And like,
that was a different thing though.
Well, so let me just
go. Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah.
So like, when I picture Iverson, like, I almost hate seeing the photos of him in like the last jersey he played in, you know, like, and I think with Brandon, like, it's so cool to think of like the images that we see of his career of like the Super Bowls and stuff. And like, now there'll be another collection of that. And I really hope that in 5 years, we don't look back at those pictures.
We won't. I did. So, no, but there's a big difference. There are multiple differences with the Allen thing. One, Allen didn't win two championships. Like BG's legacy is those two championships, no matter what, it's over. Like, well, whatever else happens, it could get better.
Allison's legacy was not impacted by him coming back.
That's a point.
BG's
and that was even,
won't either.
And
I'm
BG's
just saying.
Even more so. And again, this is like, again, this is how you feel.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think people, I think I'm surprised. Well,
I'm surprised.
Reaction.
There's a lot. But yeah. Again, I think it's, I go back to what I said, like, who are we to make that decision for Brandon Graham? You know?
So I 100% agree with you, but like, everyone can still have an opinion on how
I get
feel
it. And look, here's the thing. I don't think that, I think that we won't, I think there's nothing that can happen this season that will in any way change other than good. Like, I don't think there's any bad that can happen this season where we will be like, ah, oh, Brandon, like,
I agree with that. I know, think in 5 years, we won't look back and be like, yeah, well, he wasn't that good in 2020.
And again, the upside of it is he could increase his legacy, which is already unbelievable to begin with. So like, I get your point. Like, I don't think there's any, in terms of like the looking back on it, no, I just don't think. And the other thing is, this team's going for a championship. He's coming in to help. Like, Allen, like, that team wasn't good enough. Like, there's just, I don't think there is a parallel in Philly sports to this situation.
Well, and like, so like the Jordan on the Wizards thing, and there's a difference there because it's a different team, right? And I think that matters. But like, I would be curious to know how he feels about the decision to do that.
Well,
like,
it's a different thing too with the Jordan. I just used it in terms of remembering things. But I mean, Jordan stepped away for a few years. Like, right. Whereas BG, like, that's the other thing with this is that BG, like, at least in his mind, and we're here, like, he never got out of football shape. Like, he never stopped thinking there was a, fully, like, he never stopped thinking there was a chance he was going to play.
Working out,
he kept that in his mind, which is a different thing than stepping away for a couple years or whatever. You know?
Well, it's interesting to view it from a way of like, he's wanted to play this whole time and the Eagles weren't letting him and now they're letting him. Mm-hmm. But even though, and he said on this podcast, he had a chance to do it in September, turned it down. You know, so that's interesting. I was thinking of this last night, and I feel like both you guys would be good on this. Like, is this the biggest unretirement to come back to a team in Philly? Like,
We talked about it on the air.
I'm trying to think of like,
we
other
couldn't even
ones.
Think of other ones. Like, there's almost none
of like a, I mean, no, a player
it
that
is
retired
easily,
and came
easily
back.
The biggest.
Yeah.
Easily.
So like, I don't know, man. Like, I just really hope it works out for him. That's really where I land on it. You know, like, I just don't love it. Like, it's not exciting to me. Like, I hope, I'm happy for him. Like, it's a cool story, but like, I really, really, really hope it works out for him.
Yeah, again, I don't
want him to have any regret. And maybe this is by doing it, you know.
I think by doing it, he's getting rid of that regret is the way I look at it. I think Brandon Graham, as much as we didn't have regret for him, again, I think that we all were like, what a perfect way to go out. I think he truly didn't want to end it that way. Like, even when we had him on a few days after he retired.
Yeah, I agree.
He said he was 90% retired.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, a couple days after,
he
like,
cried.
Who says that?
I agree.
Like, so I just, you know, I get it. But ultimately, like, I think we're trying to be like a protective parent or whatever.
And it's not our role.
No,
I agree.
It is a 36-year-old man.
I
know,
but it's still, I'm just being honest about how I feel.
Like, I get it. But I would encourage people, because again, I am someone who wanted him to retire. So like, I understand the feeling of wanting him to go out there. He's my favorite player ever.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted him out. Like, I said, stop, don't do this, Brandon. But like, now, as I think about it, and as this situation happened, like, I have to step back and say, like, if he wants to do it and if he's excited about it, like, I should be too. And I think for Eagles fans, like, embrace it. Like, 55 is going to be on the field again. Like, that's freaking awesome. This is probably the last time we'll ever see him play. Like, you get a chance to
see. He didn't even play. He didn't rule out playing next year.
So who knows what's going to happen? But the point is like, I'll take every chance I can to watch Brandon Graham play football. Like, what a treat, you know? So
I mean, maybe it's overthinking it.
I think it's overthinking it. And also, I think we are putting our own feelings on what we want it to look like onto something that ultimately, like, it, we're trying to imagine how Brandon will feel if these things, because it's not like for us, it's, we don't want Brandon to feel like he regretted it or go through something or whatever, but that's us putting it on him. You know what I mean?
Like, there's also like the reality of what it could be like for a fan, you know, like, you're right. Like, seeing Brandon back the first time he runs out of that tunnel and they introduce him will be awesome, right? Like, it'll be a super cool moment. And again, I agree. In 5 years, nothing he does in these next 10 games will impact his legacy, right? Like, his legacy is set in stone for most. Now, I actually think, to your point, it could only get better, right? But there's also a world where this is not a fun experience for us. Like, he doesn't play well. Mm-hmm. He gets hurt. Like, and I just don't want to see him.
I get it.
It's funny. My voice, it sounds like I'm almost near
tears.
Yeah,
you are. Elliot is crying for those not watching.
Exactly.
The video. You can see the tears.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Never mind. But
I would love to do this. Never mind. I'm not going to talk.
I can never decide if it's a good story. So like, in sixth grade, we watched The Perfect Storm in class. Do you remember that?
I've seen the movie. Yes. What a strange movie to watch in class. Like, what was the, What was the
for
teaching,
some reason,
what was the teaching points on
perfect? The teaching point was probably, I don't want to teach today. It was probably the point, yeah, the point so. Of that. But for some reason, I remember holding back tears that entire movie. I don't even know why. Like,
so weird.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway,
really felt for them. Huh?
Yeah. I didn't cry though. Because who would cry at that movie? But
and they all die. So.
Yeah, true. I don't remember.
Spoiler alert: Perfect Storm. But yeah. Based on a true story. So
I just think there is a world where, like, this isn't the fun experience everybody thinks it's gonna.
No,
be.
And you're absolutely right.
And I hope that that's not what
I
happens.
Get it. You're absolutely right.
On the field now,
you are right. Yeah. There is a world where, you know, he doesn't play well. Like you said, he gets hurt. Is that where it's like?
Well, what if he comes back and he's not good?
Well, of course,
they don't want to put him out there.
Yeah,
like, that's awkward too.
Yeah, there's all kinds of. So here's what I think. I think, and we that it could be a way to segue to the field, but I do think that I think the leadership stuff is paramount. Like, I think that Brandon Graham is coming back to that locker room as much to be in the locker room as to give them snaps.
So how do you feel about that?
I love it. Okay. I think it's great. Like, well, how could it not be? He's the guy who brought it all together last year. Like, arguably, Brandon Graham calling the Jalen AJ thing out might have saved the season. Yeah. Like, we don't know. So, like, I don't know. How could it not be a good thing from that? I know that they want young guys to take over and stuff, but like, that's on offense. Like, they don't have guys on defense.
Well, I think they had guys they were hoping on defense.
But it is what it is. You're 8 weeks into the season or seven weeks into the season.
Yeah. Like, and that's like my thing where, so I think, first of all, Brandon will definitely be an advocate for Jalen Hurts in that locker room.
Big time.
And like, that's a big positive thing. Right. But like, I think that like, there's almost a level of this of like bringing in the shiny object everyone loves to cover up a bunch of issues. And I don't think it's fair to ask him to cover up those issues. Like, they're only bringing him back because they whiffed on the edge rusher position a ton and it's not been good. And if the leadership thing, if they feel like they need Brandon's leadership in that locker room, then that means the guys they counted on to step up as leaders have not been there. Like, we had a caller. I forget. I think her name was Sharifa. She called like a week ago and was like, who are the leaders on the defense? Right. And like, I think
Zach Bond kind of,
there's great players on the defense. Like, I don't know if Quinion's a leader. I don't know if Cooper's a leader. Nolan Smith is having a weird year. Like Jalen. So I think that there was a hope that like this young group of players would like form this like really strong leadership group. And like, I don't think it's happened. Now, maybe Nakobe will be.
Well, I think Nakobe's a big part of it. And also, look, I think that they're young, like a lot of them.
Well, and that's another thing to consider. A lot of these guys are like 15 years younger than Brandon is.
But they know him. They played with him. Like, I don't think that the fact, like, if they might be too young, it might have been a bad situation for it. Like, I don't think that that means they can't develop leadership traits moving forward.
No, for sure.
I think it's like you attempted to do something, it didn't work, so you're changing. And I think that's smart. Like, I think that's good. I think that's good management, right? I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
If something's not working, don't you want to try and fix it? And I think that the Brandon thing, it's like, So I look at it from the other perspective, where I think it's perfect. Like, he comes in and helps you in a spot where you need it. Like, you do need defensive line help. You need edge rush help. Like, and yes, is it possible he's not as good as he was? Sure. But is it possible he's also an upgrade?
He played well last year.
Yeah. Like, it's probable that he is an upgrade over what you have. And then you add in the leadership stuff. Like, I don't know. It just feels like you're addressing needs on the team.
So I agree with you on addressing needs on the team. And maybe Brandon does check the most boxes. But again, there is the reality of asking somebody to come out of retirement when they had the storybook ending, where I do think there is like a weighing the like, okay, how much is this like important that we help the team this year versus taking is not the right word, but like changing Brandon's ending, if that makes sense.
Again, I think that we are, and I wanted him to retire for that reason, but I think we are way overdoing this Brandon's ending thing. Like, it's
why? I mean, we all agreed it was awesome when it happened.
It's his choice. It's his ending.
No, I know, but so we all thought it was an awesome
but
ending.
But like, Brandon knows the risks in doing this. Like, right. Brandon knows how this could play out and whatever, and he wants to do it. So it's like, I think it's like I almost feel like it's like, offensive's not the right word, but it's like, I don't have the right to talk about his ending. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree with you, but we do have the right, and the Eagles have the right to consider, like, to at least consider what they think is best for him and to not put their own needs first.
But I get it, but he doesn't want it. Like, again, you're like,
but just because he doesn't want it.
How like demeaning would it be if I went up to Brandon Graham and I was like, hey, Brandon, listen, man, I know you want to play, but like, you had a great ending. Listen, I need you to not play because I think.
Right.
I think you had a perfect ending and you should go out like that. Like, that's like, imagine, so, like, that's for, so, who, like,
I get
your Thanks,
point.
Man. I want to play. Like, what are we talking about here?
I get that point, but there is...
For me, I need it. For me, Brandon. Not, I don't care what you think of your ending. What I want with your ending. Like, that's messed up, right? I mean, it is.
But there's also a level of, like, doing what you think is best for somebody. Like, I think the way you're... Like, I get your point, but there's also a level of, like, we all care about Brandon. And, like, when someone is making a decision... And for what it's worth, like, the fan base seems very 50-50 on this.
I agree.
The reaction is
but
not.
But Brandon's big. Not. And here's the thing I'm saying is, like, my point is, like.
Well, Brad, we don't know what percentage Brandon is.
But it seems like you want to come back. My point is that for Brandon, like, him, he might have spent the rest of his life being like, I regret my ending.
I agree.
Because I didn't get to, I could have had more in me.
Yeah.
Like, and all the football, like, I've heard, like, Jason Kelsey's like, if you're not done, and, like, that's the worst way to go out. The worst possible thing you can do is think you have stuff left in the tank and you can't play anymore. Like, so I actually think I get your point. For us, we're probably not going to get the goodbye to Brandon that was as perfect as it was before. But for him, this is potentially giving him the goodbye he wanted all along.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that. And again, that's why the first thing I said was, if he wants to play, he should play.
Which he does.
And
he everybody, wouldn't play if he didn't want to play.
Right. And
it's like the Eagles forced him.
Agreed, 100%. I'm just like, I guess what I mean is in terms of asking him, like, there is a level of when someone in your life is making a decision where it's like, you want to try to protect them as well, even if maybe we're not right, or even if maybe it's our own interests. Like, I just think, I just hope it works out. Is real. Like,
well, of course, we all just, do, but I think we have to step back and you know.
Yeah. Like, now the other thing is on the field, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be curious to see what he can do. So he made it sound like the plan is the Packers game, left the door open for the Giants game.
I mean, it sounded like the Giants game is very possible. I mean, Jeff Kerr tweeted out that he's likely going to play in the Giants game, for what it's worth. Well, let me see what it said.
I just like the dude didn't have a training camp. He's going to have three practices that aren't even
Jeff Kerr said, we'll talk to BG Wednesday, but he's expected to be available on Sunday versus the Giants.
Yeah. So I think that's based off what he said on the pod.
Same.
Yeah, no, I know. But
and that phrasing, he's expected to be available is different than you were like, he probably will play the Packers.
Yeah. So like, he didn't have a training camp, didn't have all offseason, hasn't practiced all year. To put him out in an NFL game with three practices where one of them's a walkthrough, like these practices they do during the week are not
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True practices. They're nowhere near a training camp practice, right? So I hope he's ready. You know, if they're going to put him out there, like, I hope he's ready. But on the field, I'll be curious to see what he can give. Like, he's not had the offseason. He's old. He's coming off tearing his tricep back to back. We've seen Nolan not recover from the tricep this year. But where he could help is he's excellent against the run. He's very good at setting the edge. And I thought he played well last year. But
played great last year.
Yeah.
You're real downer today. Look at you. You're like, everything is like, it's probably going to go poorly. Well, like, what about the fact that he might get on the field and be good to go? Like,
I think we're masking, like, we all love Brandon so much. I think we're masking this in a sense. Like, he didn't walk away from the game, like, at 30, you know, like, he was old. Injuries played a part in why he walked away.
I think you're like, will he help the Eagles? Probably.
I don't know why you're saying probably though. Like,
because Patrick Johnson has the most sacks on the defensive line. Why wouldn't he up
Patrick Johnson?
Or Josh Uche?
Johnson had a full offseason. He had a training camp.
This is Brandon Graham. He's light years better than Patrick Johnson. You think that Brandon Graham is not an upgrade over what they have? Because that's what I'm saying.
I do not know what
Brandon I think Brandon Graham, even coming off the couch, is an upgrade over what they have.
Maybe.
That's what I think. And look, he might not. I think it'll take him a little while to get going, yes, for sure. But I think you're underrating that Brandon Graham knows his body and knows it. Do you think Brandon Graham would come back if he thought he was going to suck?
No, but I don't think any athlete comes back when they think they're going to suck.
Right, of course. But the point is, like, I think that with all these things that we've talked about today, you are looking at only the glass half full version and not the glass half.
Right, agreed. But,
you know,
then I think, you know, the counter would be the glass half full, right?
So, No. Again, I am accepting that it might not work out. What I am saying is, personally, I'm looking at it as I am honoring what Brandon wants to do. Like, my whole thing is about what Brandon wants. And then, yes, I think from pros and cons list, I think it is far more on the pros side than the cons from the Eagles perspective to bring him back. Like, really, the only con is that it might be too old and it might not work out. You don't want to tarnish his legacy.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you take the shot? It's just money. Like, it's better than trading for someone. Like, I don't understand how this is a bad move. Other than not wanting BG to tarnish his legacy, which is, again, our own thing, like, that we have to deal with and reconcile with, like, let him have his own thing. But other than that, like, why not take a shot?
So I'm fine with taking a shot. It's like the David Robertson signing, right, for the Phillies.
Yes.
It's like, it doesn't cost anything. Like, why not? Just try it,
yes,
right?
That's all I'm saying.
Right, but the point I'm making is,
we get that it might not work. Yes. You're just only focusing on, like, you sound like it's already not
working. No. My point is, like, we'll see. That's all. Like, I don't view
it. Of course, we all know that. But that,
yes,
again, like, you're the ride the roller coaster. Like, people should be excited right now. It might not work out, but that doesn't mean that you can't be excited that Brandon Graham is going to play for the Eagles.
People should be excited. But
you're,
like,
not.
Well, no, I'm just like, I just want to be realistic about it. Yeah.
Like, I think you're going too far with the realism.
He's not played all year. Like, imagine Imagine if they signed someone who was a career Panther or whatever, right? And the guy was a legend for the Panthers and he hadn't played all offseason. He was 37. He tore his tricep twice last year. Like
they did that. We got excited about Shaq Leonard. It didn't work out. But when they signed him, I was like, hell yeah, bring Shaq Leonard in here, let's go.
And we can feel that emotion. I'm just saying, like, you know, ultimately this move is being made to try to help the team.
Yes.
Right? Like, okay.
And more likely than not that it helps the team, but I acknowledge that it might not. Like, of course.
Right. And I acknowledge it might. But, like, I think the expectation, hopefully everyone has realistic expectations of what
I think most people do. I think most people expect him to play like 10 to 15 snaps a game and that's it. Like, and come in and help a little with the run, maybe get in on the quarterback a little bit, but, like, you're really bringing energy, leadership, and a capable player who is, you know, someone we know can do the job that, at least from a coaching perspective and all that, do the job he's supposed to do. Like, I mean, what more are you asking for here?
Well,
like,
they need more from the edge. Brandon Graham
is not going to save the line.
It's like the David Robinson thing again, where, like, David Robinson was a nice pickup.
Robertson.
Because they added Duran. Like, that, you know what I mean? So, like, if BG is the move, like, that's not enough.
All right, Tucker, let's get you in on this, because
I don't think that's what you said.
I want to hear Tucker's thoughts on this. We haven't heard Tucker's thoughts.
I don't think I'm being any more negative than you are. I think we're on opposite ends of the spectrum here. I don't think either of us are in the middle, is the point I'm trying to make. Like, you can say I'm being too negative, but I think you're, like, and
how am I being too positive? I'm accepting. He might stink. He might, like,
I'm accepting.
My point is, like, this is like a no-brainer, take a shot move. Like, why of course I'm going to be excited because they added a potential guy who could help.
Right.
It might not work out. Like, I think you are focused. I think you sound like, hey guys, this probably isn't going to work out. Whereas I'm like, might work out. Yeah. You know, I think that that's the difference. So I think you're actually like, I'm like kind of more towards the middle with a hope and you are negative with like, eh, maybe it'll work. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the difference in tone.
I think it's like from 1 to 10, you're a 6 and I'm a 4.
I think I'm like a 6 and you're like a 2.
So I would say I'm at very worst a 3.
Okay.
I'm certainly not a 2.
Just from what I'm feeling.
I know.
Tucker, your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, I just want to talk about, would the Phillies have beaten the Dodgers if David Robinson got in?
Yeah.
Could the Admiral have gotten the 8-9 hitters out in the 7th inning?
A 7-foot pitcher coming out there.
Could you imagine the extension he gets on the mound?
So that's why I corrected him, because there is a very famous David Robinson. Yeah. I felt like I had to jump in.
The basketball player.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was
the Admiral.
Yeah, the Admiral.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, break the tie.
I think I lean more towards James.
Thank Shocker. You.
No, no, like I agree with Elliot that there is a probably a more than likely chance that he isn't great. And Joe DeCamera even brought it up on the morning show that, like, if he's unplayable and by like week 14 or 15 he's inactive, like, that might be embarrassing for Brandon, and like that might be worst case scenario. But I don't know. Like, I said to Mary yesterday, I'm like, Brandon Graham's coming back. And she was like, whoa, I can't believe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Believe that it's even possible. Like, I thought he retired. We did this whole thing in the offseason.
Yeah.
We had the one-man show with Brandon and Joe DeCamera on the stage in Phoenixville. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it kind of ruins it. We'll do BG Day, too, at some point.
It's going to be great. May 5th.
But, yeah, I'm excited to see Brandon Graham on the field again. Brandon Graham on Sunday in the Kelly Green against the Giants.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Talking smack out there.
And Elliot's going to be in the press box all upset.
Yeah, I know. Elliot's going to be like, oh, again. God, Brandon, why are you doing this? Brandon,
okay,
you still have time to go back on this.
I hope it all works out.
I know you do. Yeah. I know you do. Yeah. Me too, buddy.
I just like, okay. I mean, Ndamukong Suh might be a better example than Shaq Leonard.
We're great out with Sue. Yeah, Sue was awesome.
Sue was very good.
Yeah.
I agree.
No, I was saying with Shaq Leonard in the sense of like, Shaq, like, no matter what, like, even though Shaq Leonard didn't work out and there were warning signs, I was excited when they signed Shaq Leonard. I was like, cool, let's take a shot on that guy.
Right.
I think Brandon Graham is a better signing than Shaq Leonard was in that moment.
Yes, I agree with that.
So that's all I'm trying to say is that, like, they could have brought in any, you know, whoever the best defensive end who isn't retired is waiting for a team to sign him. And I would have been excited that they added a defensive end who theoretically could help. The fact that it's Brandon Graham and we get to see 55 here and the excitement and all that, like, it just, like, yeah. I think it's an awesome thing. It might not work out, and I acknowledge that, but today as it happens, like, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I think, like, much like when Iverson came back to the Sixers, I think there's certainly just a, like, sports are supposed to be fun. Be excited mm-hmm. about it.
Sports right? are supposed to be fun.
Sports supposed to be fun. Hopefully this is fun.
Something else.
Hopefully it's fun.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Your team, adjective, used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained, one who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice an individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team, the new fragrance by Miu Miu, defined by you.
All right, let's get to final thoughts before we get out.
All right.
Should we quickly do a task thing? Did you finish it?
No, no spoilers. Chris, I was away.
Oh, so wow, I finished it before you. That is like off the board. All right. We won't say anything. Watch the finale.
I actually have a TV. So wait, can I make one point to you that's football related?
Of course.
I
think it's interesting. Yes.
So the running game, right? Obviously, it's not been good.
Can you make a football point on the football podcast?
Yeah.
Nope.
Quick.
Sorry, we're done
anymore.
Also have a TV show suggestion that I think you might like.
Ooh.
So the running game sucks, no question about it, right? But like, now tell me if you think this is spin or not, or actually a good point. So Jordan Mailata and Landon Dickerson last night basically said the way defenses are playing them, they are just like solely focused on stopping the run. Like, they are basically playing like goal line defense in the middle of the field because they're not letting them run it. Do you think there is an argument that because of that, the running game is more effective than we're giving it credit for?
Because it affects the defense.
It's like when a defensive line doesn't have any sacks, but like, it's because they're throwing it in a second, and so it's impacting the offense. What do you think?
I think it's a great take. Great spin.
You agree with it?
No, I don't know that. I mean, certainly to a point. Like, I think if defense are playing them that way and opens up passing, it is affecting the game.
The Super Bowl.
But it sounds more like spin than not.
I think it might be.
But yeah. I think it's great spin.
Well, I think that, right?
It sounds good.
It sounds super smart, too. Yeah. But I think the counter would be there just has to be times where you need to get plus plays in the running
game. They haven't been good enough passing the ball to say, you know what I mean? It's not like they took advantage of it for one game.
Agreed.
All right. What you got?
Man, I feel like I had a bunch of good ones. Okay. I can't remember if I did this one, but I don't think I did. Do you think the Bible is the most memorized book in the entire world?
Great question. Yes, I do. What's wild about memorizing book? Like, you think about it, like, back in the day, people used to memorize books. Like, they used to, like, traveling, like, you know, people would travel around and tell stories and, like, you know, all that. Like, they would memorize books to be able to speak them back. Like, priests would memorize the Bible. So, yes, I think with the amount of scripture that people quote, the amount of times that people keep these in their heads and are able to pull them out in moments or, well, you know, this part of this, Deuteronomy, blah, 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 whatever. Yes, I think if I had to be, I think it's a very interesting thought. Right? I think it is. Yeah.
So, Kristen spent, I don't know. This is so fun. Like, she spent $10 on demand on this, like, Benjamin Franklin, like, documentary First of all, I would never spend $10 on demand without asking Kristen.
No way, dude. I would honestly, I don't think that I would spend $10 on demand.
That's what I mean.
Even
yeah.
asking Emily, so anyway, it might be something I really want. I'd be like, nah, I can't ask Emily about that.
I've been
falling
asleep to it, and it's very nice. I'll be real. Like it is a beautiful like lullaby to fall asleep to.
But $10
they were making making the point in there about how like with the printing press, you had to be so particular and sure of what you wanted to do before you did it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Literally, like now I feel like I just like fire off a
tweet. We have, you're a little young for this. You never had to work.
Yeah, the printing press.
No. I'm giving a more recent example. Like, okay, you never had to use a typewriter, did you?
Not in any
so
real
I
sense.
Did. Yeah. I was old enough where wow. when I was young, like, yeah, dude, we didn't have like a computer class, like fifth grade, sixth grade, like whatever.
So you used a typewriter?
Like they had, yeah. Like not constantly, okay. We like learned how to use a typewriter.
I do because, like the sound typewriter.
Yeah, right? It's great. Yeah. But the thing with typewriters is like, if you like, it is so annoying to change a mistake. Like, yes. You have to go and find the exact spot and roll the thing up and get it to the spot. Then you do the little white out and then you do it and it never looks exact. You could always tell where people made a mistake because it's like a half inch off or this. Like that's the way we used to live 30, 40 years ago. Yeah. You know
that's
what
crazy.
I mean?
Like, I used to have a typewriter in my house growing up, but I would just like, you know, pretend to type on it. Yeah.
So like, yeah, it's a crazy thing to think about.
But there is like a elegance, I think, of like typing something on a typewriter where it's like, I put so much thought into every word here. Whereas I feel like now, I don't know how we got here from the book, but like now you can just really type whatever you want and like, you don't have to put as much thought into it.
You don't even know how to spell anymore. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like think about that, you know, but you used to have to spell everything right and know you spelled it right. Really the disparate nature of our two final thoughts. I was thinking this watching Sunday, and Emily agreed with me. I'm not 100% sure if it's right or not.
Is this about task?
No.
Okay.
It's, like I said, it's nothing to do with it. Is Michael Strahan the most successful gap tooth person who has ever lived?
Wow. I mean, yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to.
I mean, there's some others.
There's a famous model that's
there are some others. There's actors. There are people. But I feel like Michael Strahan. So I didn't really feel like doing the whole like list. We could pull it up.
Well, I'm curious at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like gap tooths are like kind of in again.
Are they really?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like you see models with them.
I mean, you Google famous gap tooth person. Michael Strahan's the first person.
Yeah, I think
he's
got to be. I think it's him.
Oh, Anna Paquin, gap toothed?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. She's an actress. You'd recognize it. Did you watch
the picture?
True Blood?
Well,
Sookie. She was Sookie on True Blood.
No, I don't watch True Blood. The girl from White Lotus is, oh yeah, yeah, she's up there. Yeah. The girl from White Lotus is gap.
Oh, Madonna kind of had a little gap. Nah. A little bit older.
I think the difference is Strahan is famous for his gap tooth.
A little bit.
That's a slight gap.
Yeah, it was a gap though. Yeah, I think Michael Strahan is the clear winning answer.
Well, all right. Who do you think has the most famous unibrow?
Anthony Davis, I mean, probably. Yeah. I mean, they called him the brow.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, wrong answer. I'm sorry. Bert. From Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, okay. Don't you think?
That's
fair. I mean, literally just
more
like,
people know who Bert is without question.
Now, yeah. So
now, slight issue. He's not a human. But sure. Yeah. We want to go with most.
Ernie's best friend, though.
He is.
Yeah.
They're close.
They are. Yeah.
They live together.
They do. Yeah. They're roommates.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. How old do you think they're supposed to be?
Bert and Ernie?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. I never really thought about
it. I think
ages.
They might be the most aged. You could tell me they're in their 30s. I guess they're obviously not like four.
Yeah.
I mean, they have bills and stuff. So I mean, like, they own a house. Like, there must be some level of maturity.
This is great. This is phenomenal.
Yeah. It is funny to think about like characters like that having like real world problems.
Oh, I like, man. Like
Bert comes home. He's like, Ernie, where's your Comcast? I need half the Comcast bill.
Bert comes. I have to get back surgery, Ernie. Nervous about it.
You said you were going to do the dishes.
Good stuff. All right.
It happens amongst friends.
That's right. Yeah. Close friends.
Yes.
All right. We will be back on Thursday with a pod. We'll have the picks on Friday. We've got the show on Saturday. All kinds of stuff lined up. Big game. What we get to do on Thursday, Elliot, for the first time since that, I guess, Giants playoff game, but like that was a joke.
Right.
We actually get to like talk about an Eagles Giants game where we're like, we gotta beat the Giants.
Yeah.
We gotta dunk it.
I haven't seen the line yet. I'll be curious to know what the line is.
I know what the line is.
Should you not tell me though?
We can just do it now. You want to do it?
Sure, I'll guess now.
Yeah. I haven't seen if it changed. I saw it yesterday. I'm assuming it's still the same.
5.5.
Eagles are a 7-point.
Ooh, that's an Eagles line.
Good line.
Yeah, it's an Eagles
line. we'll get into it on Thursday. I can't imagine they're going to lose to the Giants
twice either. I agree.
You know, so we'll see. Kelly Green's at home. Like, I'll be at the game.
I'm happy that you'll be at. Oh,
Emily and I going to the game. Right. Going to hang with Rhea. It's going to be a great time.
I do like they're wearing Kelly Green's against division rivals.
Me too. It's better than it should be that way. I totally agree with you. Yeah. BG and the Kelly Green.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
All right. We'll be back later in the week. Until then, he's Item James.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.